Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Boak, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yap from UNLV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world of hip hop. Well, much love.
All right.
What's up, y'all? This is Miss
Irritation,
and you're listening to Off the Cuff Radio. Giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Keep it. and you are now tapped in to episode 344 of the Livest Hip Hop Show on Friday nights and Sunday nights and whatever, we go live. You are now tuned in at Off the Cuff Radio. I am your host, King Eric the Great, and we have a special show going down. I'm going to be joined by my co-host T-Max with the facts within an hour, but in the meantime, I'm going to hold it down for y'all on the solo tip. Sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, sponsored by Soon to Be Screwball Radio, sponsored by Jesse's Boutiques, and sponsored by Core Financial. And man, do we have a special show lined up for tonight, man. This cat right here, been putting it down for 30 plus years, one of the most inconsistent OGs in the game. This man has worked with almost everybody under the sun. And he's back with a new project, with a new campaign, a new dance movement, and he's here to talk about it with us on Off the Cuff Radio. So, without further ado, let's bring on the West Coast Funkadelic and a personal good friend of mine, Mr. Cocaine, y'all.
Hey, what's happening with it, Cat Daddy? Much love, nephew.
Yes, indeed, man. It's great to have you back on, man. You know, it's always a family affair when you want to rock it with us.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Speaking of family affair, man, we had a good conversation earlier talking about my daughter's new single about to come out first, November the 6th. So I want to say that before I make my announcements on the Monkey Wasn't Funk. Back at you again. Anissa Long will be coming out November the 6th on, she got a single coming out called F-Boy Sign. And then my other artist, his name is Justin Blue Moon. He'll be coming out with a song called Man Please, October 23rd. So we making sure the youngins, you know, that's a part of Buddy Boy, get theirs off, but they ride the momentum of the Monkey Wasn't Funky.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard that, so be sure to follow that. Be sure to be tapped in. I'm gonna be on the side promoting that as well for y'all.
Yes, sir. So happy to be a part of it, man. I appreciate you always rocking with us, man. You solid, not salad.
Appreciate you too, man, for allowing us to be a part of your movement. And the good thing about it is we're seeing a lot of the youth embracing your sound, your music. So it shows right there that there's still a place for the G-Funk sound.
Oh, man, if it's good for you, it's good to you, you know, vice versa. And this is a chance, you know, a token of my appreciation to get back to the, you know, to the culture. You know, the culture consists of hip-hop, funk, music, soul, dance, pop, lock, and break dancing, crumping. You know, wherever was the ghetto at, that's where that beautiful culture, you know, expression. And, you know, you want to get back to that expression. So this is my way, especially in this messed up economy, and people really need the money, man. People need $20 an extra in their pocket. So in this case, we're giving away $1,000 to make up a dance for my brand new single called The Monkey Wasn't Funky. And it don't matter if you're young, it don't matter if you're, you know, 20, 50, even a grandma. It's something that across the board, it's a fun record. And that's what we want to do, be able to balance this out. You don't. It's not about killing a bunch of people on a 16 verse. It's about put your pistols in the car. The kids are watching. Let's go ahead and have fun and dance to Cocaine's brand new single, Monkey Wasn't Funky. So the kids is taking to it. The actual contest started today, and it ends November the 20th. And 2 days after the contest, of course, we're going to pick a winner. It's also a second and third prize winner. It just got introduced. So we don't want to leave, you know, some of the kids hanging. And we want to make this a fun record for the streets, for the club, especially for the kids, man.
And I got to say, man, since you sent us the full version of this song, I was like, wow, man. That's what stands with the ability that you have, man, is that you still make the G-Funk sound so fresh in 2020 because – you know, we live in a real time where, you know, everybody's so critical and everybody's so quick to say this sound is outdated or this sound dated. But whenever you come out with something, it sounds crispy and fresh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, man. You know, I learned not to knock these kids that are coming up and doing their style of music, because to tell you the truth, when we were kids, our grandparents didn't understand hip-hop, you know, but they understood funk. Trust that. They understood funk. So this is something that out of the West Coast that really made the West Coast was the Parliament and Funkadelic sound. So you can't invent the real. We're just putting some shiny hubcaps on them 24s, you know what I mean? And across the board, man, it's, I appreciate all the kids out there, man. That was surprising that the kids would really take to it. And big ups to cats like yourself, the unsung heroes, some cool boy, my partner up here, you know, of course, my family, a buddy boy, wifey, and kids. It's like everybody is participating on this particular record. And we're going to see where it's going to take us, man. We believe it's going to take us to the moon. Japan is chiming in, Canada is chiming in, Australia, London, Paris. I mean, it's just crazy, man. But the timing is impeccable and it's on point.
So who produced the record?
Man, my boy from France, Mofak. Mofak, man, he's a cold producer, man. Everybody mess with him. Your who's who. And he's a pop locker too as well. So he was able to produce some stuff on my album, the new Sugarcane album that's coming out. Plus, he did some stuff off the King of G-Funk. This guy is really incredible. He's a master musician. And it's just like, man, it ain't where you're from. It's where you're at. I don't care if you're in Germany. I don't care if you're in France or Pomona or California, Tacoma or the Carolinas. Man, it's something about the funk, man, that transcends all time and space and music, in my humble opinion. And I think that's why this particular fun record is really hitting the kids, man. So when people hear this record, I haven't had one person say, this record is outdated. If anything, I have people that are used to doing trap or used to doing that coming to my page like, man, we really like this, man. This is different from my style, OG, but for some reason, I can't help but shake my ass to it. You know what, man?
It's just it's just a testament of how far talent takes you, man. It just like, and also shows that you have a aptitude for still trying to do good music. You don't really treat it as a job; you treat it as something that you love to do. So that's a reflection of that.
Right. Well, you know, music in my DNA, so I can't help it. You know, I'll be doing music till I, you know, pass on to heaven. You know what I mean? But it feels good to pass the baton down to my family, and especially my daughter. She just turned 25, and she's about ready to finally come out with an album next year. But we're pushing this, her single called F-Boy Signs. That's coming out November the 6th, along with the video. And then we have our new artist, like I told you, from Ohio. Big ups to all the Ohio MCs out there. His name is Justin Blue Moon. He got a cut called Man Please. So, man, we've been pretty busy over here, man. We've been working our buns off, kind of like laid back a little bit because 2020 was ugly. But it's looking bright now, you know what I'm saying? So be ready to put this good music, man, to help life a little more better in this messed up ass virus situation.
So, yeah, you also got a documentary in the works too, right?
Yes, it's going to be the documentary, the Dope Sells Itself documentary. That's actually coming out in the summer, but, you know, we're recruiting a lot of cats from comedian world to the sports world, you know, into, you know, the comrades in the game. And, you know, my boy is helping me put that together. My boy Gato, who runs my clothing line, the cocaine gear. And my guy, Battle Rabbit, who's also at the Wire Lounge in California, which be doing a lot of live streaming. In fact, we got a show coming up Halloween night in L.A., you know. But, yeah, we finna blow this single out the water, man. And the good thing about it is it's pushing it right from the ground up. It's kind of going back to the Crush groove, where it wasn't no internet. It wasn't no this and that. You know what I mean? You just simply had to go to the backyard boogies, go to the clubs with the DJs. See, and that's what we're doing with this record, man, is getting it to the people in the streets. Because in my humble opinion, the streets and the people are the most important as opposed to the politics. And we don't do politics. That's the beautiful thing about the legendary Cocaine and Buddy Boy Entertainment is that we are a major moving indie, though.
And what I like about what you guys is doing, man, is that you keep it within family. And that's inspiring to us because you putting everybody on board to get a position. Like, you have your sons doing the cover work, and you have another one doing the videography, and you have your wife running the company. It's, like, very inspirable to see y'all taking your destiny in your own hands, because that's what it's all about, that foundation.
Right. Well, you know, ain't nothing more important than family to me. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea. But I tell you, if it is your cup of tea, it's going to be the best cup of tea you have. You know what I mean? It sets the motion. It sets everything in the right space in your life. And, you know, that's kind of rare that you have a big family pushing like that and pushing, you know, the business line like that. So, yeah, Buddy Boy Entertainment is definitely a family-orientated business. We've been established for 13 years, and it was tough at first, but anything that you believe in, you're going to go through the bumps and bruises, but through consistency and always staying hungry, you know, people will end up getting it, man, as long as you don't lose your hunger. I don't care how much money you make, just don't lose your hunger. We did never let the money get to us, you know what I mean? We were mostly like, we love music, period. We come from music royalty, and we're going to stay consistent because music's supposed to make the artist feel good, but the artist feel even better, man, when it makes the people feel good. So I've been fortunate enough to still make the people feel good.
And not to mention the fact that you're still also in high demand with a lot of your peers when they drop projects. Like, I even had to repost this one and with the MCA project, which is one of the best albums that's out right now, and you was a part of that. So it's a great thing seeing that cats from this era that we grew up is still putting out fresh music. So what was it like working with him?
Oh, that's my partner. I've been knowing H since 1990. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all mess with the same cat. Cat, that was back in the days when they had this magazine called Rap Pages and Rap Sheet. You know what I mean? So we've been knowing each other, man, for like 30 years, brother. And I always liked his music, his movies. He's always been a fan of mine. We fan of each other's, but we brothers,
right,
man.
Yeah, because I want to know, did you guys do a song together before? This was the first time you guys worked together. I mean, my memory
songs. We got songs. You just got to type in Cocaine and MCA and it show up right there. No.
That's what it do, man. And not to mention, even the big boss dog, he had to get back down with the movement, man. I heard the song that y'all was previewing the other day with Battle Cat.
Right.
That thing sounds heavy as well. Whew.
Yeah, basically everybody realized that, hey, you know, there's the only thing between us is space. So it was cool when Dog got at me because he already knows a specific sound that, and the chemistry is really like unmatched. You know what I mean? When we go there, and he got at me, and we did a song called "Talk That Shit to Me," and man, it's an incredible song. It's the right time. The Lakers won. You know, we champs again. And you know, it's like LeBron James when he said, "I want my damn respect." So basically, that type of song was a spinoff. Because I kind of knew L.A. was going to win, and I kind of knew LeBron James, Snoop Dogg, talk that shit to me, L.A. champs.
And you know, when I previewed the song on the YouTube channel, a lot of people gave me some feedback, and they was telling us, hey, this is like some Last Meal type stuff. You know, that album was a classic. So y'all
absolutely,
bringing it back.
Yeah, we're bringing it back on the map, man. Like, no strings attached, nephew. And it's gonna be an explosion, man. Put it like that. What's about to happen from the West is gonna be huge, bro.
And that's wild to me, man, because when I look at your name, man, it's not, it's just, you know, you have a high regards with your legacy. Like, if anybody type up 6 degrees of separation, your name just pops up everywhere. So it's great to see that the legends that put it down are still doing their thing and getting their flowers. And somebody shot me this question here, that, you know, they want to confirm of this story here. Like, what was the story about you possibly working with Michael Jackson? Was that really going to happen?
Well, what it wasn't that I was going to work with Michael Jackson. When I first came to Ruthless, Dr. Dre was also going to be a producer on my first album, signing to Ruthless Records. Originally, Hutch had recorded the Billie Jean sample. And when he did the Billie Jean sample, Dre did his thing on there, you know, like he did with the other Above the Law records Hutch produced, and Dre put his mix in it. But the thing is, me and Michael Jackson were label mates at Epic Records. That's who I was with, Epic Records. So Dr. Dre and Easy, you know, got at Mike's people and said, I got this record, man, for the new artist named Cocaine. And he was like, yeah, I'm familiar with Cocaine, guy that signed the Epic Records. I'm way familiar with him. But at the same time, this is Mike talking to Dre, Jerry Heller, and all them. His people's talking to him. He said, yeah, they can use the sample, but Dr. Dre got to give me 6 beats, and he's not going to get the publishing. I'll give him the credit. So that turned that down. They was like, man, fuck that. Like, hey, you know, at that time, N.W.A. was hot. You know what I'm saying? So they reneged on it, man. But if Dr. Dre would have relinquished those beats, man, that would have been one of the first rappers that was able to use a Michael Jackson beat. And that was 1989-90.
Man, that goes to show how cold Mike was when it came to the publishing game, man. Like, he was going to take Dr. Dre like
gangster.
That.
Yeah.
Paper
Don't
gangster.
Let the soft voice. Yeah, he was about his power, bread, mobilization. You know, and he's definitely one of my biggest idols, Michael Jackson.
But that shows to me that it shows how much they took their art serious, because they know that it's going to have value in the long run.
Right. Absolutely, brother. And that's why we're here, you know, is to, uphold the integrity of good music, the authenticity of good music, live instrumentation, theatrics, dance, art, culture. That's what the sound of Cocaine is really waking the youngsters back up again, letting them know, man, the feeling that you get out of hearing Monkey Wasn't Funky, it's the reason why you get that feeling, because it comes from the universe.
Yeah, it's like when you hear that record, it not only takes back to the colorful funk sounds, but also that type of vibe from the 70s and 80s. It has a feel-good energy, and that's like really lacking in a lot of the music that's played today. It still had that weird demonic trap sound, but with this here, people just want to feel happy sometimes, because it's like 2020's just been a beast as it is, so we need that balance.
Yeah, definitely need the balance, and with this record, man, we finna get it all over the world, man. We just starting, and the contest, it ends November, so it has a chance, man, and, you know, it's a blessing to do direct marketing with people that really feel the music, you know, as opposed to go here, go to iTunes all the time. No, I like to have hands-on with the people, you know, and that's
right.
Just me.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you this, man. This is my personal opinion. I think this is a testament of how successful you are because you're easy accessible to the people. Like, anybody
right.
that want to reach to you for, like, a whatever it be, a podcast or an interview, you don't even
a
care.
Feature.
Whatever it be, like, person has 3 subscribers or 300,000. It's like, if I like what he's talking about, if I like the game that he's spitting, I'll chop it up with him.
Yeah, man. And plus, man, I'm definitely grateful for all the, like, fans and, like, DJs, like, you know, cats like Classic from the Fleet DJs and DJ Johnny O and Hef and, you know, my assistant right here, E. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I'm just grateful, man. I'm humbled and I'm grateful, man. And, you know, with that being said, we, you know, it's the spirit of love that is conquering everybody's heart with the cocaine sound, so to speak.
Now, this is going to be the lead single, so is this going to be on the following album you're going to drop?
Yeah, the new album is I originally called it Wake Up and Get Your Cake Up, but I'm really going back into my Afrocentricity back to the 70s. So I call this album Gimme Five on the Black Hand Side. So that's the old catchy cliche of saying that, you know, was real popular in the 70s and 80s in the ghettos. So we want to take it back to that. Give me five on the Black Hand Side. When you hear this new cocaine album, records like Monkey Wasn't Funky and other records that I've been kind of teasing people with, this is not no rap album. This is a funk and soul album, pure, uncut P-Funk, G-Funk, and K-Funk. So it's something different for the world, but all those different elements tied into one. And yeah, we doing some rapping. I like to tell people I'm not a rapper. I'm just a funkster that know how to bust. So it's something that, man, it's like a movie. We're going to put out a movie, but it's going to be on audio. You know what I mean? And this is the first single. We riding, rocking with the single for the next 3 or 4 months. This will be on all the radios, P1, P2 stations. This will be in all the dance sorority shows and events. This record is going everywhere. You know what I mean? And the best part of it is that it's starting from the ground up.
Now, you're going to hit us with one of those Blaxploitation covers? Because, you know, those things were classics in the 70s. Are you going to hit us with one of those classic-looking covers?
You already know I'm headed here. You see me in my video, man. I got my old funk suit on, man. I had George Clinton hit me up. Was like, man, he was like, you got it. He said, Wolf. I said, okay, that's confirmation for me. And then cats like Battle Cat and Snoop Dogg saying this shit, banging, you know, besides the people, man. So we're going to work it. You know, I tend to not celebrate until I cross the finish line. But so far, so good.
Yes, indeed, man. I mean, I'm excited about the project itself, Ed, and the fact that y'all doing this on an independent operation, that shows me right there that there's no compromise within the music. It's coming purely from the heart.
Right, right. And it's all smooth. It's real easy to enter the contest. You know, here's how the contest works. All contestants must go to YouTube and type in Cocaine Monkey Wasn't Funky $1,000 Dance Contest. Once you do that, all contestants must take that video clip because they're using the audio in the background. Use it for your dance videos. You're going to dance to that YouTube clip. And then once you finish your video, you're going to tag us at Cocaine, that's spelled K-O-K-A-N-E, Dance Contest. And that's on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Super simple. Once you tag your video, you got to make sure you put hashtag Monkey Wasn't Funky. That's hashtag M-O-N-K-E-Y-W-A-S-N-T-F-O-N-K-Y. MonkeyWasn'tFunky, not with the UFONKY. So that's hashtag MonkeyWasn'tFunky on all your video posts, and you'll have a quick chance to win that $1,000 cash prize. But make sure that you put hashtag MonkeyWasn'tFunky, because IG and all those social sites, they collect like a database of everybody's chiming in, because we want to make it easy for you. We don't want to have to look for you. We want you to be right there, so that way when we get at you, we can give you $1,000 prize. You can, you know, get to, you can go buy a car, buy a fit, and also introduce, we're doing a second and third place winner. So we'll maybe get, I don't want to say what we'll give second and third place, but we're making this good for the kids and people of our generation, man. This is going to be a phenomenal journey.
Yes, indeed, man. Y'all need to go ahead, write down all that information, Google it, tattoo it. It don't matter, man. If you want that 1K, mm-hmm. I better bust them dance moves, man.
Yeah. And then all the dancers, you know, all the emails that we're collecting, there's a lot of emails right now, all the dancers, we're going to make sure we can give you the link, the pre-order link to actually buy the full song.
That's right. So matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to play the single again, then we're going to go right back to it. This will give people a highlight on what we pushing right here.
Yeah, it's the brand new single by the legendary Cocaine. MonkeyWasn'tFunky, produced by my boy from France, Mo Fox. Man, the dance is about to sweep the world off their feet. December the 4th is coming out. MonkeyWasn'tFunky. Holla.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, y'all. That was the new single, Cocaine Monkey Was a Funky. Crispier than the 2000 Steve Harvey headline. Man, that thing sharp.
Yeah, that thing moving, huh?
Man, we groove over here with that joint, man. I mean, woo.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's all, man. I appreciate you for getting the word out there. You're always solid. And y'all play this interview over if y'all need to hear the instructions. And coming up next, you know, off the cuff, is going to be the rest of Buddy Boy artists. My daughter, Anissa Long, got a new single, again, called F-Boy Signs. That's dropping November 6th. And my new artist from Ohio, his name is Justin Blue Moon, and he has a cut called Man Please coming out October 23rd. So we're working, man. This is a Buddy Boy affair, man.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, tell them about the concert going down on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, the concert October 31st. If you're in the L.A. area, come down and check out the legendary Cole 187 and Cocaine. We are called the Architects of G-Funk. We're doing a live pay-per-view streaming. So you can get your tickets. Whether you're in town, limited tickets, events are sold. They almost sold out. But you can watch it on pay-per-view at www.wirelounge.com. That's www.wirelounge.com. And that way you can, you know, hear some of the classics we're about to do, as well as introducing that Monkey Wasn't Funky on stage.
There you have it right there. And one more question before I let you go, man, because I know you got a lot of things to do. What advice would you give the youngsters that want to come up into the game, man?
Be patient, first of all. Have your own uniqueness. Don't try to be like nobody else. It's cool to be inspired, but do your own thing. And sometimes it takes, when you have something great in front of you, it's going to take a little bit longer to get to your goal. But then that's the beauty about being on the road to success, is that you learn along the way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the end result of what I could tell you is that you specifically got to have tunnel vision. You can't be concentrate with what Lil Wayne doing all the time, what over here doing all the time, Snoop or anything. It's cool to be inspired by your favorite artist, but it's all about locking up like a pit bull and having tunnel vision. And if you're able to do that and you're able to have confidence about what you're doing with being patient and good product, you'll get to the point and place where you want to.
There you have it, y'all. That's some inspiration there from the legendary Cocaine on how to be great and even greater. And who knows? Follow that advice and you could get on anybody's top five when you really reach your peak.
Yes, sir, man. It ain't hard, but if you're built for this shit, then you're gonna have to go through all your thorns and thistles and struggle, man. But anything great has to have struggle. So don't feel bad when you're struggling a little bit. Don't feel bad when people seem not paying attention. You pay attention to yourself, and you'll be surprised how far you can go.
Yes, and most importantly, it's important to not get discouraged, man, because social media has a tendency of doing that. They look at somebody else and see, oh, they got 10, 20,000 followers, whatever. But you never know. You just keep on working. You might get that one break.
Yes, sir, man. That's what it is. Stay on the road.
Yes, sir, man. But we appreciate you joining us, man. You definitely welcome back. We're going to be pushing that campaign forward.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to definitely also have Anisha and a lot of the Buddy Boy roster to come do the shows.
Yes, most definitely. We got to get what you call in there before the 23rd, Justin Blue Moon, because I want to play a single, break a single off the cuff, and then prior to my daughter's new single coming out, that'll be November the 6th. So we'll do it around that time. You know what I mean? It's the three coming out, and three is a good number to me. You know, it's a Trinity number. So you got my new artist from Ohio coming out on the 23rd. You got my daughter coming out November the 6th. And I'll be coming out with Monkey Wasn't Funky December the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get it, buddy boy.
Let's get it, y'all. I'm about to sign up out of here. Big shout to my man T-Max. We're going to join us this Sunday night. We got a special episode going down. So be sure to tap in.
Man,
we keep on moving. We keep on working.
Man, we don't huff and puff when it's off the cuff. Hello.
There we go.
All right, nephew. Talk to you soon.
All righty.